We're doing Sefer Amidot, and our topic in this sha'ar, in this section of the book, is love, ahava. And the Magen Duvna had explained that love can be controlled by the mind. We can develop a love for something. We can take control of what we love and do not love. And the Magen Duvna had spent the first chapter discussing how what we love greatly affects our traits. It is at the root of many of the traits. And now the Magid Miduvna continues. After we've clarified that love really takes the back seat to intellect, or at least that's the way it should be, and so it flows forward from the stream of knowledge. So now we will analyze it, and we will see there are three approaches, three ways in which people apply their intellect, and love stems from it. Dat chacham, dat kesil, dat tzaddik. You have the knowledge of the wise man, the knowledge of the fool, the knowledge of the righteous, the pious man. Three types of application of intellect and the love that spills forth from them. Uchafiyadat kentia ha'ahava. And depending on each person's intellect, well, that will define what type of love they will have. And that's why there are three types of love, depending on the three types of people, depending on their intellect. You have ahavat hachacham, the love of a wise man; ahavat kesil, the love of a fool; ahavat yosher, hi ahavat tzaddik, the love of honesty, which is the love of the righteous. And now we will clarify it in a clear manner. Derech evil muvdal miderech hachacham. The derelict's way is discerned, is severed, is separated from the way of the wise man. Our sages tell us, you want a one-sentence formula, you want to know what's a chacham, an intelligent person, he sees what's to come. He looks into the future. You look at the derelict, well, all he thinks about is what are his physical benefits, what are the material benefits that are to come. But he doesn't see beyond that. Now, what he's saying here is really Rav Saadia Gaon in the introduction to Mishle. Rav Saadia Gaon in his introduction to Mishle says, you want to sum up all of Mishle, all of Proverbs in one thought? All of Proverbs is this thought. Ezeu chacham ha'roet ha'nolad. Wisdom demands of us to see into the future. The Torah, the morality of the Torah, trains us to look beyond the moment. And Mishle is all about seeing beyond the moment. And that's the investments the Torah teaches about, from the first sin, from Adam Arishon, where had he waited another hour, he would have made Kiddush on the forbidden fruit. He would have made Kiddush on those grapes. But no, he grabbed it too early. And the difference between one who's controlled by his desires and one who controls his desires, the wise man and the fool, the difference is patience. Are you willing to see into the future? Are you willing to prolong the wait for the greater benefit, for the greater good? The fool, the evil, well, he wants right away. He wants what's here and now because he only looks at the surface, at the physical, the material aspects of things. The intelligent one, well, he sees beyond that. The fool, he behaves like an animal that goes down into the valley. That animal, if it sees a nice flower that it wants to eat, it will sometimes risk its life going down steep terrain to get to that flower. If you only hold a little bit of barley in your hand, you could get the animal to follow you till the slaughterhouse. For a little bit of barley, it's going to walk after you. Kenaksil. Well, that's the way the fool behaves in life. Lo da'at v'lo tvuna bo lehov, ki im et asher hu margish tuvo v'arivuto. He doesn't have the intellect or understanding to love anything that he doesn't feel right now is good for him and is pleasant for him. Wow. That's our fool. What can you say? Just this afternoon, I had a group of youngsters tell me, how can you stay married if it's not good for you right now? I said, well, long term it's good for you. They said, I understand in the beginning it takes time for things to work themselves out, but let's say you're married 25 years, and then you hit a year where things aren't sweet. Would you tell a person to stay married? So I said, 100%. And they were all shocked. They looked at me like, oh, Rabbi, you don't know what you're talking about. That was, they were all looking at me with that look that says, right, okay. Why do I ask you anyways? This is a cry against our generation. The Magen Midovna says, you know what a fool is? He's like that animal that follows your hand with barley, follows it to the slaughterhouse. So too the fool, when you talk about what he loves, he only loves that which he can sense its pleasantness and its good for him now. Choshev oto letov v'atzlachat netzach. If he enjoys it now, he thinks that is eternal good, that is eternal success. Vohev oto, and that's what he loves. V'chomed oto, and that's what he desires. U'mitpalel ba'do, and that's what he'll pray for. V'yismach b'mtziuto, and that's what he will be happy over. V'yitabel b'hadro, and that's what he'll mourn if he loses. It's very interesting, because in a sense, this is how children are. You could take children and give them a great morning, have a lot of fun with them, and then take out the smallest winky and say, never mind, I'm not giving you the winky. And put it back in your pocket. And suddenly all the smiles turn sour and you will see the greatest tantrum and you'll get the harshest words. Yeah, that's a child. Right now that winky is all he sees because he forgets everything that happened 5 minutes ago, an hour ago, but that winky, that little candy, that I wanted that. Yeah, you're not going to give me that, Dad? Suddenly you see tears streaming down the face, they'll stomp on the floor, they'll throw themselves down, kicking, oh, I want it. And we as adults, we look at it and we say, hello, I took off a whole morning to be with you. Didn't you have a great morning? No, it was terrible. I wanted the winky. You didn't give it to me. So we look at it. We all think, what a baby. No, we're all that baby. Well, we have some of that baby in us. Magen Midovna says, yeah, the thing he thinks right now is pleasant for him, he thinks that's it. That's the life. That's what he loves. That's what he wants. That's what he prays for. That's what he's happy about. And that's what he wails over when he loses it. And he thinks, whoever gives him pleasures, those are the people that love him. I remember hearing from people that who do they admire? I have a questionnaire. We used to do this in the beginning of the year. One of the questions we'd ask is, who do you admire? Who are your role models? And when someone writes Oprah Winfrey, you know you're in trouble. But you ask someone who your friends are and they start quoting to you people from the radio and the TV, and you see it also. Every so often I go on the bus and they interview people, and people, when they call in, they talk to the guy on the radio, they talk to him by his first name as though they're friends because they've been spending so much time together, right? I've been listening to him, he's been doing the talking, he doesn't know me, but suddenly we're friends. Says the Magen Midovna, He's telling us so many important points here. He says, the fool focuses on what he senses now, assumes that that's good for the future. So that's point number one to think about. He loves it because right now it's pleasant for him. That's point number two. There was once a guy came to me and said he wants to marry a certain girl. He said, why? So he said to me, because when I'm speeding and she's in the car, she says, go faster, go faster. So I asked him, is that good for you? You know, he says to me, she can have a good time. We drink beers as we speed down the highway, and she's cool with it. So, you know, when you're not in the picture, that sounds very strange. But how many of us have been in similar scenarios where we liked the things that gave us the pleasure here and now, but we didn't think of the long-term consequences? He didn't end up marrying her. Baruch Hashem. Oh, he didn't end up marrying her. But He says, the fool assumes that what he enjoys now is eternal success. It's always good. And he thinks that those who give him his desires are those that love him. Those that grant him the things he desires are those that love him. How many people are like that? Magmi Divna tells us that's the hallmark of a fool. And that's because his eyes are blinded. And his ears are stuffed. And his thoughts are not thought out, but rather he's quick to reach conclusions. And he doesn't have the time for introspection, for thinking about what am I. One of the scariest things you could do to a child in the 21st century is take him into a room without an iPad, iPhone, computer, without anything, and leave him in the room alone. Because we spend our life with distractions, and if a person has to take time to be with themselves, they suddenly don't know what to do. One of the challenges that people have when they have a TV at home or they put on videos for the kids at home is that the kids don't know what to do when they don't have something entertaining them. What am I supposed to do now, Mom? I'm bored. Whereas children who grow up without it, they know how to play together. They know how to use their imagination. And one of the things that we're supposed to be comfortable with is standing quietly with ourselves. We're supposed to do it 3 times a day. We dive into Hashem, and one of the beautiful things that happens is that we stop and we reconnect with ourselves. Some want to say that that's why it's called tefillah, that the word tefillah comes from the word palel, from the word clarity, because it's moments where you clarify who am I, what's important to me, and what am I going to talk to God about? Tefillah could be the highlight of the day. And for many people in our generation, if you make them stand alone, quietly, thinking, without looking at their cell phone or anything else, no SMSs, no chats, no doing this, that's scary. So, Magen Midovna says one of the reasons that the fool is the way he is because he is constantly rushed. I have a challenge now. The community in Kochav Yaakov has people who are Olim Chadashim, they're new to the country. And so I had this challenge a year ago. We had a guy here who also asked me to speak slowly and clearly. And for the first few moments that you talk this way, it really gets on your nerves because we're accustomed to talking quickly and getting many thoughts out as quickly as possible. But after you get used to talking this way, you suddenly start thinking more clearly about what you're saying. I am happy only one person walked out. But the truth is that look at life today. Someone wrote a book 20 years ago about the great revolution that happened when people started carrying digital clocks. He claims that until there were digital clocks, no one expected people to be accurate down to the minute. The fact that we now have digital clocks with seconds, so then our expectations of accuracy, our whole frame of reference to time, is down to the second. And he was hypothesizing, and he was right, that what would happen is that as computers develop and we start focusing on the nanosecond, then people are going to have less and less patience for one another. I walked into a meeting a few years ago, and the guy had no seats there at the meeting. He's standing and I'm standing. So it wasn't only me there. There were a few other people. So one of the people asked him, You don't want to sit down and talk? And he said, no. If you can't get your point across when we all have strength to stand, then we're not talking. No seats. On your feet. He wanted the meeting under 2 minutes. Okay. It's an interesting concept. How many times do people tell one another, get to the point? It's a weakness of our generation. It's not only a strength. If we're constantly rushed, we don't have time to connect with ourselves. And one of the hallmarks of the fool is that he focuses on the here and now, and he doesn't have time to think about who am I? What's important to me? עד שאין לו פנאי להתבונן בעצמו, לבחון בעניין הראוי אל השארתו. כמאמר, as the verse says, והרשעים קיים מגרש. The Navi Yeshaya, the Navi Isaiah says, the wicked are like a sea that's turbulent. כי השקט לא יוכל. They don't have a minute of rest. ויגרשו מימיו, רפש שבטית. And just as the sea keeps pushing to the surface and mixing around the tar and the dirt, that's the way a wicked person is. Everything's in turmoil. Wave after wave. ולא אתעצל מקחת בידי מעצורי גלעד, העלון מאוד לרפות מומי היבל תקשורה בלב היביל, ולהפר עצתו אשר בחר לו, לומר כי ראוי לאהוב העולם הזה. And he says, and you know what? I'm going to try to cure the fools who are reading my book. I'm going to force myself, I won't be lazy, I'm going to take a little bit of balm and try to give you a cure to help the heart of the fool so that he stops viewing the world with that attitude that I have to love the here and now, I have to love the material. And so the next section is going to be a conversation with that fool that's within each and every one of us that wants the here and now and that focuses only on the material aspects of the world.